Trying to again speak the drought tolerance. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Suhaib Muhammad from Texas A&M College Station. This is again a study on the wax. Sorry, guys, to bore you, but we think that the wax is one of the important traits that control the drought and the heat tolerance, especially in the wheat crop we observe. So this is today I'm trying to speak about the QTLs related to the wax tolerant, which control the drought and the heat tolerance, especially at the reproductive stage in the wheat. I'll be thankful for the guidance from Dr. Dirk Hayes and Ibrahim to help me to go through this study. Oh, you have to speak here. Okay, thank you. So before, I will just like to give a brief introduction why the drought is very important. Drought is one of the important problems, especially throughout the world. Everybody knows that. Especially it has a good impact in decreasing the yield in the different crops, and especially we study here the wheat. And even the wheat has really a good reduction from 37% to 86% of the reduction in the yield has been seen. And the literature has says that, and when the drought is accompanied with the heat, there is a huge loss for the yield. And as everybody knows that the plant try to sustain for the different problems when it grows, and the drought is one of the biggest problems. So here the plant try to sustain and survive through the with the help of the wax. So we have seen that the wax is one of the physiological trait that is controlling the drought here. And most of the literature also says that the drought has pretty good impact and the wax has pretty good impact in controlling the drought. So you can see, especially in the tobacco leaves, by periodic drying, it has increases the wax on the leaf surface to get defense the drought here. And we are also seen on the leaves of the barley. This, by the impact of the drought, it has seen that a 9% increase in the wax load on the leaf surface. Some good study has been done in my lab, especially by Suchismita Mondal. She has done on the wax and trying to detect some good QTLs related to wax, the crossing, the two parents, the Halbert and the Call 92. And she has developed some good wax on the apicultural layer. These are some of the pictures that we have got, especially through scanning electron microscope by Suchismita Mondal. You can see the pictures here on the heat susceptible varieties. There are some pretty low wax seen on the leaf surfaces, the white stuff, and whereas the heat resistant, you can see some good wax we have seen through scanning electron microscope. And even the below picture also again try to explain the importance of the how the wax has been designed on the it has been located on the leaf surfaces. In the heat susceptible, we don't find much wax, and the heat resistant, we find much. It goes to the QTLs. She has found some pretty good consistent QTLs across the chromosome 5A, 1A, 1B, and 7A and 7D. And you can see a lot of traits has been overlapping along with the wax, terminal temperature depressions, yield, and quality, and most of the QTLs has been associated overlapping here with the wax. And you can also see some pretty consistent wax here for the 7A and for the 7D here. So those are the wax we have seen pretty consistent for the heat tolerance specifically. And the results also trying to explain about here, it's in the greenhouse study. She has found some pretty good consistent wax tolerant QTLs around 2008 and 2009 for different traits you can see here. And these are the these bar graphs specially explain about the mean alleles which are coming from the parent across the rails. So you can see here there are some good alleles which are coming from the halbert for the black stuff, and the light stuffs are giving the alleles from the call 92. And for especially for the leaf cuticular waxes and temperature depression, you can see most of the alleles has been donated from the parents halbert, which is pretty good in donating the wax QTLs. And even for the temperature depression, you can find some good QTLs donated from the parents across the rails. So, and even we have also seen some pretty consistent QTLs across the locations and across the years for the marker CFD62 around the chromosomes 1D for the yield and as well as for the spike temperature. And those have got from the halberd again. They show up, shoot up well and increasing the yield. And these alleles got some good alleles and just increasing the, and help, especially got from the halberd to decrease the spike temperature depressions. So, by studying all these literatures, we just these literature help us to build some objectives to study, especially on the drought tolerance. So here I'm trying to study the genotype environmental effect and the phenotypic traits and their inheritance across the environments under the drought conditions and normal conditions, and confirms the QTLs associated with the increased leaf wax and the yield stability during the heat and drought stress in the population, halberd and land. The parents that we have selected here is the halberd, is a wax-rich parent, which is an Australian spring variety, which is having good tolerance to the heat and drought. And the second female parent we have selected is a Len, is a North Dakota spring wheat variety, which is low drought tolerance and having less low wax on the leaf surfaces, but it is having pretty good agronomic traits. And the important thing across these parents is having the similar flowering period, which forces to select these two parents along with the wax on the leaf surfaces. Difference in the wax. When it goes to the experimental design, we have selected four locations. We have grown the rills across the four locations, Obregon, Chillicothe, Uvalde, and College Station during 2011. And we have replicated two times. And the designs we have selected is split plot designs by taking the irrigation as the main factor and genotype as the sub factors. And for the rills as well as for the parents. And the traits measured during the course of growing period is the mean single head weight, 1,000 kernel weight, drought susceptibility index, plant height, leaf canopy temperature, spike temperature, and the leaf wax. Leaf wax we have collected at the time of 10 days after pollination, and we have used a specific tool called as rabbit tool, which helps to collect the leaf with a uniform area. Here I just try to give an introduction, especially how the heritability and the drought susceptibility index has been calculated. I have calculated heritability. It's a broad sense heritability for the entry mean basis, considering the replications and locations. So I will calculate the genotypic variance first, divided by experimental variance, plus G by E variance, plus genotypic variance again. And the drought susceptibility index is also one of the secondary data that we have calculated with the help of the yield. Here the yield under the drought, each individual value for the real yield under the drought is divided by the yield under the control, which is subtracted by the 1, and again it is divided by the mean yield across all the droughts divided by the mean yield across all the rills, which is subtracted by the 1. So this gives the drought susceptibility index. When it goes to irrigation, as it is the drought, so it is very important to discuss about the irrigation. So the irrigation we have applied is through the drip irrigation system. It's an underground drip irrigation system. And the water we have applied is the same for the both control and the drought. But at the tillering stage, we have stopped the applying water to the drought drills, and we continued it for the control. And the overall, you can see for the control, we have applied 14.8 inches of rainfall. But for the drought, we have applied only 6.87 inches of almost like 50% or less than 50%. So, and for Chillicothe, and this is the precipitation that I have recorded with the help of the weather channel data during the course of my growing period. So, overall, for Chillicothe, I got 1.55 inches of rainfall. For Uvalde, I got 3.87, and for College Station, I got 10 inches. So, the College Station has got pretty good rainfall compared to the other locations. There you go, the results, especially about the parents. The parents have shown that some significant effects, especially for the mean single head weight, 1,000 kernel weight, and height. We have seen some good significant difference for the halberd, but is showing some good high rainfall for high yield, especially in the drought and as well as the control, which is again by seen by 1000 kernel weight. But canopy temperature, we did not get much significant difference for the canopy temperature and the spike temperature. Maybe it's due to the small sample size that we have selected. So I was thinking to increase the parent again in the next experiment, to increase more parents to get some pretty good data and good significant difference across the parents. There you go, my recombinant inbred lines. This table will help me to show how the is there any genotypic variance across my rails or not. So you can see across all the phenotypic traits that I have seen and across the location, I have got some good significant variation for all the genotypes across all the locations. And for the canopy temperature and spike temperature, I did not get much significant difference. But overall, in combine, I got a good significant difference for the combine. But across the locations, the canopy temperature and spike temperature is not having consistent variations. This slide just helps to explain about there is any significant difference for the control and drought or not. So I got pretty good correlation, significant difference across the location, and even for different traits, there is a significant difference between the control and the drought for all the traits. This is the phenotypic correlation, especially I have taken from Chillicothe for all different traits. You can see, especially for mean single head weight and 1000 kernel weight, there is some good correlation of 0.69, which is significant correlation, which is very specific and which is very, is no need to say this, it should be always related to each other. But I got some pretty good interesting here, like mean single canopy temperature is correlated significantly with drought susceptibility index with 13%. So there may be some good relation between the canopy temperature in increasing the yield. It has some good effect, I guess. Okay, though my project is mainly on the heritabilities and also the G by E effect to study. So with the help of the G by E effect, I'm trying to calculate the heritability. So I got some pretty reasonable heritability, especially for the yield, like 47%. So for 1000 kernel weight, I got 64% of heritability. And the height, because of some consistent genes and fixed genes, I got some good heritability of 77%. As I have told you that I did not get much across the location. I have a lot of variation for the canopy temperature and the spike temperature. So I have calculated them just across within the location. So for Obregon, I got 45% of heritability. And for Chillicothe, pretty good, 69%. And spike, 89, 81, and 78% for the ULD. This is the VAC study. I have not done the VAC study, so this is just a VAC study. So Suchi Smita Mudal, she has done during 2008-2009, which is pretty good correlation she has got across all the years and locations. And at last, I will give the conclusion that mean single head weight, 1000 kernel height, and drought are significant correlation across the locations. Drought and sig are also significant. Genotype and irrigation are also significant. And there is a good correlation between the drought susceptibility and canopy temperature. And no significant across the location for leaf temperature and spike. And mean single head weight and plant height, I have shown good inheritance. And the current work, because the wax is the main physiological trait, so we are trying to focus to calculate the wax for my rails. So especially we are trying to use the calorimetric method and GCMS method to measure the wax across the rails and trying to get some significant difference and run some good markers of 1100 SNPs and 660 SSR markers to get some good correlations for the wax for the different canopy temperature and as well as the wax composition and content across my rails. And at last, I try to acknowledge especially Dr. Dirk Hayes and Amir Ibrahim to help and guide for this research and to get some good consistent results for my project and all of my lab mates. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's time for one quick question.
Yes, please.
Quantity as to what is the different amount of cuticular blood bags with leaf and with
okay, we have not extracted the wax, but the canopy temperature always, even the previous studies has been shown, they are not so consistent across the location especially. And even when you take from day to day also, like when you take the canopy temperature, 12 p.m. is totally different from 4 p.m. So they are pretty, even they are not consistent within a day also. So it's very difficult to track the canopy temperature across the location. So which is the biggest problem, but still we try to locate. So we just correlate with the wax. And for the I hope, do you have any question for the wax? Yeah, genotypic variability is there, but the variation across the locations is wide. So it's as I told you, within a day also a lot of variation. So a lot of variation again is there within a location. So it's better to study within a specific, within location rather than in between the locations.